Good morning, everybody. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Today is Monday, February the 19th, and I am thrilled that you decided to jumpstart your day with us in prayer. Today is Monday, not Moody Monday, Mad Monday, or whatever else sad adjective you can come up with, but today is Make It Matter Monday. Because Mondays matter. Repeat after me wherever you are. Today, I will make it matter. Whatever your it is, make it matter. Whether it's going to work, make it matter. School, make it matter. Mondays matter because it represents a day for all of us to do better, to be better, to think better, to love better. Today matters. I believe it was T-Bone Walker or Bobby Blue Bland who called this Stormy Monday. But today is going to be different. Today we will make it matter. I won't be on the call long this morning. MJ is having a procedure done at the hospital in a few minutes. But I still wanted to hop on and encourage you and let you know that there is rest for your restless soul. That's what we're going to talk about this week. Detoxing the soul. And we're going to kick it off by talking about the restless soul, because many of us are always searching but never finding. We are interested in everything but satisfied by nothing. Inwardly, we're always spun up. Our RPMs keep going, and we may try to find rest for our bodies, but we never really find rest for our souls. We are anxious, we are tense, we're worried, and we're concerned. Our minds just don't know how to shut down. And even when we try to rest at night, internally our soul does not rest. It's a restless soul. And I want to pause for a moment and just ask you to be really, really honest. How many of you're often wound up on the inside and you find it difficult to calm down in your soul? Sometimes at night your mind just keeps going. You may be with your family and you can't shut it down, and your mind and your soul rarely finds rest. How many of you would say that that's you? I want you to be honest. You're saying, Collins, I have a restless soul. We're all going to acknowledge that our body needs rest, right? And that we need to eat properly and exercise regularly. But church, our soul needs rest as well. But that raises a question, doesn't it? Where do we find rest for our souls? Where do we find it? One place, our souls find rest in God and God alone. Psalm 62:1 says, I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. Here, David gives us three assurances in these three metered stanzas that helps us to find rest in God. I'll give you just one this morning. We must recognize that God is our salvation. That if we want to find rest for our soul, we must recognize that God is our salvation. I want to give you a guarantee. In 2024, you will face times when you are under attack. David was under attack. David's enemies were counseling together how they may take him down from his role as king by assassinating him. They were spreading falsehoods and using flattery, telling him that he was a great king while inwardly cursing him. They were smiling in his face all the while they were trying to take his place. They were some backstabbers. Listen, regardless what position you hold in this life, you will have times when you will be under attack. You will be criticized and slandered. People will despise you. But let me give you some news you can use. This year, let people think whatever they want to think. People's general problem with you is the expectation they have in their minds of you, and you are not living up to their expectation. You have to be yourself, even if being yourself is not what they had in mind, because you are not here to manage people's emotions and thoughts about you. You were not created to be what they prefer. And a lot of you are restless in your souls because you are trying to manage other people's expectations of you. But listen to me, you were created to be the authentic version of you that God had in mind when God created you. And when you are under attack, you must recognize that God is your salvation. Salvation, not from sin, but from danger. Or to put it another way, from him comes my delivery. That's what that means. God is my deliverer. Let me ask you a question. What do you need to be delivered from today? Do you need to be delivered from someone, a fear, a phobia, a situation, bills, a disease, a tragedy in your past, an old sin you can't seem to shake, an old sin you've confessed a million times but still haunts you, a bondage, anxiety? What do you need to be delivered from today? Whatever that thing is, remember that God is your salvation. And because God is our salvation, regardless of the challenges we face, God has the power to bring us out of them. Hey, listen, I got to go, but I'll pick up here tomorrow. But remember, whatever you are facing today, God has the power to bring you out. Let's pray. Divine Comforter, we gather this morning, some of us restless in our souls, burdened by worries and uncertainties. Yet amidst the storm, we remember your words. My God, why have you forsaken me? Followed by the glorious triumph of resurrection. Remind us in this moment, Father, that even in darkness, you walk beside us. You are the rock that does not crumble, the fortress that withstands the siege. Grant us the peace that surpasses all understanding, knowing that whatever we face today, your power to deliver is limitless. Soothe our anxieties, quiet our fears, and fill us with the unwavering hope that comes from you and you alone. May your love be our anchor, your grace our strength, and your presence our God and light. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Come on, everybody. Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm rooting for you today. I'm praying for you today. Pray for us as we're heading in now for Mackenzie to have her procedure. Hey, listen, I'll keep you posted. Be encouraged today. Peace.